pretty people. And if you and I should get into it, if they should take me and take you into their balloon, why, then we'd go up higher with all the pretty people. Houses and steeples and clouds and go sailing away and away, sailing into a keen city which nobody's ever visited, where it's always spring and everyone's in love and flowers pick themselves. I like my body when it is with your body. It is so quite new a thing. Muscles better and nerves more. I like your body. I like what it does. I like its house. I like to feel the spine of your body and its bones, and the trembling smooth firmness which I will again and again and again kiss. I like kissing this and that of you. I like slowly stroking the shocking fuzz of your electric fur, and what as it comes over parting flesh and eyes big love crumbs. And possibly I like the thrill of only me, you so quite new. Little tree, little silent Christmas tree, you are so little. You are more like a flower. Who found you in the green forest? And were you very sorry to come away? See, I will comfort you because you smell so sweetly. You safe and tired, just as your mother would. Only don't be afraid. Look, the spangles that sleep all the year in a dark box and dreaming of being taken out and allowed to shine. The balls, the chains, red and gold, the fluffy threads. Put up your little arms and I'll give them all to you to hold, and every finger shall have its ring. a single place dark or unhappy. Then when you're quite dressed, you'll stand in the window for everyone to see, and how they'll stare. Oh, but you'll be very proud. And my little sister and I will take hands, and looking up at our beautiful tree, we'll dance and sing Noel. Of success than inquire whose soul dangles from this watch chain, which would be embarrassing for both. Parties, and because you unflinchingly applaud all songs containing the words country home and mother when sung at the old hour. Pride keeps you from the pawn shop, and because you are continually committing nuisances, but more especially in your own house. Humanity, I love you because you are perpetually putting the secret of life in your pants and forgetting it's there and sitting down on it, because you are forever making poems in the lap of death. Humanity, I hate you. Said he should have gone into vaudeville, perhaps, because my uncle's soul could sing McCann. He was a diver on Xmas Eve, like hell itself, which may or may not account for the fact that my uncle's soul indulged in that possibly most inexcusable of all, to use a highfalutin phrase, luxuries, that is, or to wit, farming, and be it needlessly added, my uncle's soul's farm failed because the chickens ate the vegetables, so my uncle's soul had a chicken farm till the skunks ate the chickens, when my uncle's soul had a skunk farm. But the skunks caught cold and died, and so my uncle's soul imitated the skunks in a subtle manner. Or by drowning himself in the water tank. But somebody had given my uncle's soul a Victor Victrola and records while he lived, presented to him upon the auspicious occasion of his decease. A scrumptious, not to mention splendiferous funeral, with tall boys in black gloves and flowers and everything. Remember we all cried like the Missouri when my uncle's soul's coffin lurched because somebody pressed a button and down went my uncle's soul and started a warm farm. He started a warm farm. He started a warm farm. He started a warm farm. Mr. Hughes needed knees so spry concerning questions already. Each has his tastes, but as for I likes a certain party. Give me the He-Man's solid bliss for use, ideas I might choose. A pretty girl who naked is worth a million statues. Minute coming back down by the public gardens, I slammed on the internal expanding and external contracting brakes, both at once, brought all of her trembling to a dead stand still. God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country? Tis of centuries come and go. Ah, no more what of it we should be.
Thank you.
what does he think about, I wonder, as over this floor, quietly with bright eyes, drifts, nobody can tell, because nobody knows, oh, why Jack's here and here, grooving, the room's silence. This, like a littlest poem with the wee ears and sea trail frisks. Gone, mouse, we are not the same, you and I, since here's a little he, or is it it? Or was it something we saw in the mirror? Then before we'll kiss, for maybe what has disappeared into ourselves. Who looks startled? Everything which breathes and moves since doom, with white longest hands neatening each crease, we'll smooth entirely our minds. Before leaving my room, I turned and stooping through the morning, kissed this pillow dear, where our heads lived and worked. Since feeling is first, who pays any attention to the syntax of things? We'll never wholly kiss you. Holy to be a fool while the spring is in the world. My blood approves. And kisses are a better fate than wisdom. Lady, I swear by all flowers, don't cry. The best gesture of my brain is less than your eyelids flutter, which says we are for each other, then laugh. Leaning back in my arms, for life's not a paragraph, and death, I think, is no parenthesis.